Okay, so this is this week's Parsha Tetzé. Now, yeah, now this is following this. I'm going back. Yeah. So now this is this sikha follows the Parsha Shaftim, and it's very amazing because it covers many topics, which sort of change the whole thinking about Gula. We'll soon come to it. So now you have like this Shaftim, the Rebbe gives an avor, right? Full force. So now, just on Shaftim, this week, Shaftim, the Rebbe says, in his elbow, Mashiach, yeah, take him, yeah. Okay. So now, what happens is like this. So let us understand like this, that the way it works, this we're soon going to see in this sikh over here, the way it works is that you have, like the Rebbe's, the Shutvim, remember the idea of Shutvim? Shutvim is, that you have, like there's a vote from the Maggid, the Rebbe always brings up the Maggid, Shnei Chatzoi Tzuris. The Eibishter is like the Yidden and the Eibishter. And the way it works is that the Gula, the Eibishter brought the Gula right in the very beginning. By Bris Oilam. Or, this is what we're going to see in this Sikha. Or you can see in other places it says the Eibishter brought the Gula by the Chorber Mamat and Teirid Adam at different times when the Eibishter, let's say, brought the Gula. Now, okay. But we're still in Golos, right? So what do they mean the Eibishter brought the Gula? So the idea is, and this is what the Rebbe explains in many places, that if we would really want to do Torah and Mitzvahs properly, we would commit ourselves to Torah and Mitzvahs, we would bring the Gula. So that may have happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, different times when the Chazal say that if Yidden would have put themselves into it, they would have brought the Gula. Why? Because the Gula was always available. And this is the Rebbe's Mahalech always. It's always available. Right. Okay, fine. Now, what is it, if so, what's the whole idea of Aveda of Zman HaGolus, all these kitsim? So the idea is to remove, in order for us, let's say going back hundreds of years ago, for us to bring the Gula, it would have been an amazing job because the world is so against it. It would have been something, it would have been above our koich, let's say. So therefore, what's that, the idea of Golus? The idea of Golus, we're doing all the Aveda of Golus, we're removing all these obstacles, this Aveda Zabrurin. Okay. So eventually, till it comes to a point, this is what the Rebbe is talking about in Toshin and Aleph, Toshin and Beis, there's no more obstacles left, okay? No more obstacles left does not mean that... That is the Gula. What it means is, the Gula was always there. But it was too hard for regular Yid to identify with the Gula. So to bring out the Gula was very hard. It was not expected. Now they're saying there's no reason why you should then identify. All the obstacles are finished. So therefore Yidden should identify. And therefore they should bring the Gula. Now, okay. This is now. So what is lacking? Yidden should choose to identify with what the Rebbe is telling them, with what the Torah is. It's just a matter of choice. Bechira of a Yid should want to choose to do what the Torah says. It's all a matter of Bechira. What?
It's always a
trouble. It's a pechira. So this pechira was there always. But once upon a time, to ask you to choose to do what the Torah says would have been a tremendous task. Now that Rebbe says it's just you have to choose, and once you'll choose, you'll see how it works, and you'll bring the Gula. So that, okay, but the matter, it always depends on our choice. Why? Because again, it's the same thing. It's like with the Eibush, the Shtuchatim, and it always needs our initiative, our in order to come closer to the Eibishter. So that always remains. So now you can understand very clearly what the Rebbe is saying in the Sikha Pasha Shaftim. What did the Rebbe basically say in the Sikha Pasha Shaftim? He says, there he goes to explain that there's really no reason, which is actually going, what he's been saying a few weeks earlier, already several weeks, there's no reason why the Gula shouldn't be here. So therefore what? So we should take initiative and actually bring about the Gula. Okay. Then, what happens is, as all these obstacles have been removed, then the Rebbe is saying, like, there's every reason to bring the Gula. Then the Rebbe goes and says, it is going to happen. Whatever it means, whatever has to, in other words, whatever has to happen in order for us to be able to, remember, it always going to be depends on our choice. It, remember, there always remains the two shuts for me. It's always going to remain our choice. So whatever the Rebbe does, or whatever the Abisha does, it's always going to require our choice. So now the Rebbe is saying, not only that all the obstacles are removed, but there's every opportunity to bring it. Then the Rebbe goes to say that it's actually going to happen. That we were saying in the last few weeks. Then Pasha shaved him. He says, I'm telling you now that it's going to happen. Right now. He is about to take from a Yad Mamish. Now, what does it mean when he says it's going to happen? The fact I've told you that it's going to happen,
right,
that has made it happen. Because the whole thing was our lack of awareness. It's that our lack of awareness. The Rebbe put it to our awareness, so that's made it happen. That has made it happen. Fine. Now you see the pattern the Sikha follows. Then after that, the Rebbe already starts speaking, assuming as if the Gula is already here. That's how it goes. That's how the pattern the Sikha goes from then onwards. The Rebbe is assuming that as you go into Tovshin Nun Beis, the Rebbe is assuming it's already here. We're still in Gula, but the Gula is already here. This is how it goes very clearly. Now, this sikha here brings all of this out. Why did this sikha bring it all out? So I don't know how much we'll be able to cover. We'll just take one or two points here. Here the sikha goes like this. There is, the gula is the time we're going to receive reward, and golus is the time when we do the work, right? So now, the way the Rambam writes, what did the Rambam write about reward? The Rambam writes about the reward like this, that, in the Torah says, if we do what the Torah mitzvah says, then what the Torah says, we do everything what the Torah says. The Torah is going to give us rain, he's going to give us richness, wealth, and health, and everything. He's going to give us all the brachas. The Rambam explains why did the Torah, what are the purpose of all of these things? So the Rambam says, this is not the schar, this is not the real reward. The Rambam does not even call this schar. He says, what's the real schar? The schar is all going to be in Ilam Haba. What is this? This is just in order to sustain. You should be able to do Torah mitzvah. So the more you do, the more you'll be sustained. So now, the Rebbe goes to explain that this is not, the Rebbe explains very clearly why this is not schar. He says, let's say you get a slave, right? You buy a slave, and you have to feed him. You provide him. He's a good slave, you're gonna provide him better. That is not called reward. He's your property. So you're not rewarding him, you're just sustaining him. So the same thing with Abish is providing us now with health and wealth and whatever in this. It's not according to the Rambam Shitta, that's not called Schar. Why? Because the Hashem is sustained like a slave. We're Hashem's slaves and that's it. The Rebbe explains this very well. Okay. Now came in the later years, the Sichon Chelek Kof Tes. The Rebbe says, this is the seemingly the Pshat in the Rambam, the Rebbe says, the Rebbe adds another deeper dimension to this in the Rambam. What did the Rebbe say? Why? The Rebbe says from Chazal, whatever, he says a deeper dimension. So what did he say? This, what Hashem sustains us, is also a reward. How? So this is how it goes. It changes the whole way, the whole thinking. We said before, we're slaves, the Rebbe has to sustain us. Okay? So it's not a reward.
His wife. His wife.
No.
Not just slave, but also like...
No. So he's going to have now become the idea of partnership. Now, how does it work, partnership? Because there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, it goes like this. Let's say someone has a chicken, and I have eggs. And I tell this guy, listen. Okay, I tell you, you have a chicken, I have eggs. I'm going to tell you, okay, here. I'm giving you my eggs, you put your chicken on them, and they will divide the profit. Whatever grows out of it will divide. Okay, so it's fine. That's a shutz, it's a partnership. The din in Shulchan Aruch is that I have to pay you for every day, every week, I don't know, whatever, every day I have to pay you for that chicken which is sitting on the eggs. I have to pay you for that chicken. Because this is the dinner shulchan aruch. So what we see here in din and Rambam, this is the dinner shulchan aruch. It's in Rambam. Let's continue. So what happens is, now we have like this. We have what is the final reward? The final reward here is when the two partners are going to divide everything that came out of these chickens. That is the ultimate purpose of everything. But meanwhile, the one that has a chicken, right, still receives something. So that, whatever he receives is considered, whatever he receives is like this. So, when you have this, So there's two levels of reward there. One is the ultimate result where you're going to get from the chicken and the eggs. Yep. And then you have the temporary payment till the chickens actually, till the eggs hatch. So that is considered a reward. So therefore the Rebbe says, this is what the Rambam says, that the Abish is sustaining us. That is also a reward. Why? Because he changed the category. The Rebbe here is like changed the category of Bnei Yisrael. The Rebbe said, Bnei Yisrael here are not slaves. Nisrael are partners. The partners. Okay, the partners, what the Abish is sustaining us now is a reward. So now we have a new category for this, what we're receiving, instead of considering sustenance, is considered a reward. Now, this is what the Rebbe speaks in Chelik Chavtes. Now we're going to see how the Rebbe takes this idea and changes it. Now, how does this change? So here we come to a whole new way of thinking, which is actually something with the Rebbe has always been, it's always there, the Rebbe Sikha Samamorim, and here the Rebbe brings out in this Sikha and connects it right to Gula. How did it work like this? So now, the way it is, this is what we discussed before, the way it is, the Gula is coming later, and we're now doing the work. That's the way it works. That's the way it's normally presented. But this, the Rebbe says, here in this, the Rebbe explains what he has explained in many years. It's not actually like that. What does it mean? So the Rebbe explains that what did the Rebbe explain? That it says in Chassidus, why did Hashem create the world? Because he had in mind the Torah mitzvahs which you're not going to do, right? He had in mind the Torah mitzvahs which you're not going to do. So, the Eibishter saw when he created the world, he already had the bottom result right in front of him. He saw already everything. He saw the whole picture. So he had it all. So therefore, it says, whatever, he didn't have to create the world. Doesn't make a difference. Let's not go into that. But the point is, the Eibishter had the full vision in front of him. Okay. This is what it says of Chassidus. What did the Rebbe do? The Rebbe, this is going back to the years in the Mamorim, the Rebbe adds a small little twist to this, which goes many times unnoticed and which changes everything. What did the Rebbe say? The Eibishter saw the final vision. How Yidden are going to make a Dirib Tachtonim, bring Mashiach. The Eibishter saw the final vision, the final result in front of him. The Rebbe says, didn't mean the Eibishter had the final result in front of him, Baruch Nias. He had the Gashmis, the final result. Okay. When we say these words, Eibishter had the final result, the Gashmis, it comes hard to understand. So let's leave the understanding aside. It's not important here. What the Rebbe is telling us, the Eibishter had the final result, the Gashmias right up front. What does that help? What does that change when you say, now, you know, to try to listen to this. What does you say when the Abishah had the final result, the Gashmias? It makes an enormous difference. When you said the Abishah had final result in Ruchnis, in your name, yeah, what does that mean? You had the Lakus. It's all things about Lakus. When you say he had the final result, the Gashmias, Abishah had the final result up front, the Gashmias, what does that mean? The Abishah actually had the Gula with him. Okay? So now, this is a Mahalach, what the Rebbe goes in this Sikha also. The Rebbe says in this Sikha, it starts like this. This is what the Rebbe explains. The Gula was there right from the very beginning. Now this is what the Rebbe makes it very clear. The Gula was there right from the very beginning. I'm just going to stop here just one moment. I just want to do this for that. The Abishah already had the Gula right up front all along. Okay. Fine. So now,
From the beginning,
right. So now, based on this thinking, that the Eibishter had the Gula all along, therefore, what did it say? The Yid comes directly from the Eibishter. So the Yid also has a Gula. But what? He has a Gula inside him. Okay, he has to bring it out. But the fact is, he has a Gula. So this twist of the Rebbe said the thing that the Gula was always there, is actually the way that all the language of the Sikhs, the Rebbe all the years, in all the Sikhs, the Rebbe ever talks about Golos, we talk about the Shvatim going down to Golos, or the Alter Rebbe going into Beis HaSoya, into prison. He always uses the word, he went with the Gula. Usually the language everywhere is, that this and this, so and so, let's say Yitzhak Tzadik, went to Mitzrayim, he went with Elikos. The Rebbe doesn't say he went with Elikos. No, he does say he went with Elikos. But he also brings out that he went with the Gula. Why did the Rebbe say he went with the Gula? Because this is based on this thinking, when what would the Eibishter envision, right? Very in the beginning, what did the Eibishter envision? Did he see the final goal as something ruchnis, or did he see the gashmis? So the Rebbe says it was the gashmis. It was, and Chassidus never emphasizes it, and the Rebbe emphasizes, no, the Eibishter had it all there be gashmis. So what does that mean? The Eibishter had it be gashmis, so we also have it be gashmis. Once it's be gashmis, it's called gula. So we all have in ourselves the gula. The Eibishter has the gula. It's always up there. So therefore, the Rebbe used, whenever it comes to the Inyan of Golos, the Rebbe is the language everywhere. The Rebbe is always using, yes, they went into Golos, they went with the Gula into Golos. Right.
How do you carry the Gula and
Gashmas? Huh?
How do you carry the Gula and Gashmas?
We're a bit in the time because Mendel has Sheva Brachas, etc. So the point is, the truth is we can't go into it. The Rebbe, this is already, you have the sichos, where the Rebbe explains why the gula was there. So you have something like what David is saying, but the Rebbe brings out a certain point, which is, let's not go into it, but let's say this story of Remendel HaRadoka, it not necessarily emphasizes that it's begashmis. Remendel HaRadoka is a ruchnistic person, so he had, let's say, the gula with him. So the Rebbe in the sichos emphasizes no begashmis. So again, this is the point. The Rebbe always says gula is all along. Now. We're going to see it right now. Based on this, what happens now? This is what the Rebbe does, and this is what the Rebbe explained in this sikha. Then the Rebbe goes to say like this. We just now explained, you missed it, that there is a schar when Hashem sustains us, is called Tzcha, even though usually it wouldn't be called Tzcha. But nevertheless, the Rebbe explains us that this is what Hashem is sustaining us, even before Yemei Sebashich, is called Tzcha. What type of Tzcha is this called? So this is called B'yoymeitit in L'Yisrael. The day, B'yoym in the very day. In other words, the ultimate Tzcha is going to be Yemei Sebashich, when we're going to have Baruch, Yemei Sebashem, everything. Now, in the Zman of Golos, we also have this Tzcha. This Tzcha is called B'yoymeitit in L'Yisrael. But it's called, remember, it's a schav zman agolos, but yoy mitit in lishore. It's got nothing to do with gula. Here in this sikha, Rebbe changes the language, and this is astounding because it's like mind-shattering, it's mind-boggling why this is not given attention. What the Rebbe says is, he refers to this yoy mitit in lishore, and the Rebbe says, this yoy mitit in lishore is me'ein the dugme of the gula. Now, what do they mean when you say it's main dugma of the gula? So let's explain how it goes. You have Teres Achsidus. We all know Teres Achsidus is me'ein Teres Hashem Mashiach. So now in the Rebbe's Sichas, in the earlier years, the Rebbe would say, Teres Achsidus is me'ein Teres Hashem Mashiach. You may see in the Sichas, the Rebbe emphasizes me'ein. Don't think that this is the gula we're in Golas. Me'ein, it's just me'ein. So this is what the Rebbe says about Teres Achsidus. But here the Rebbe is talking about Teres. Now what the Rebbe is talking about in this sikha, he's not talking about Teres, he's talking about living. You know, we're going to work, living in this Olam HaDeh of Golos. You know, Golos is a hard life. You know, it has been very hard. And Hashem nevertheless miraculously has sustained us. So this is what we're talking about. In this sikha, we're talking about Hashem sustaining us during the Golos. We're talking about the real hardships of Golos. What did the Rebbe say? These hardships of Golos are me'ein the dugma of Gula. So here the Rebbe is taking Golos and actually brought it to Gula. He didn't say it's good, it says me'ein the dugma. He's raised the whole Golos as connect, he's raising the whole Golos, connecting it to Gula. Why? Because the Rebbe here is going back based on the same thing. That the gula is always here. It's just lack of identification. We have to sort of bring it out in ourselves. So now the Rebbe, after he has spoken this sikha parsha shaytim, how this and this, so he's saying, okay, the Rebbe is now going back to the whole gulas, everything. Going every like this way. You should know all of that was really always related to gula. It was always made the dugma of gula. So the Rebbe is taking the whole gulas and actually shifted it slightly in our thinking that we should look at Golos differently. And this shift in thinking about Golos is actually in many sikhas. But this is what the Rebbe does here. It's very clear because the Rebbe actually calls Gula Me'ein the Dugma of Yemei Samashiach. Called Golos, the being sustained in Golos as Me'ein the Dugma to Yemei Samashiach, which that would be, it's shattering to say such a thing because you're taking Golos, you're saying Golos actually is a Me'ein of the Gula, which is really a shift, a whole shift in thinking. But it doesn't stop there. Then the Rebbe goes to say, Based on this, he said that the Golus is me'ein v'dugma of Yemes Mashiach. The Rebbe says, now that we've so much advanced in Golus, and we're so. So the Rebbe says, it's already, now yeah. So that it goes in two levels. First, the Rebbe says, now this is how it goes. First, the Rebbe says in Sikha. So now we should actually have the Aschola. That's in one Sikha. We should have. The Rebbe was like saying a broch, a tefillah we should have. The next Sikha, now this is very common in these Sikhas of Toshin and Allah, Toshin and Beis. It's very common. The Rebbe says in one Sikha, something is needed. Later on in the same Sikha, the Rebbe says, we'll take the same thing and speak about it in a positive sense as if it's already here. Mm-hmm. So the fact, what the idea is, the Rebbe is actually saying what is needed. And he's waiting for some movement to happen from the Eibishter. No, the Rebbe is saying it comes to the next Sikha, or let's say to the next Verbrengen, and it hasn't moved. The Rebbe is not going to stop. The Rebbe said it should happen, so he's going, assuming it's happened. It didn't happen the way he wanted it to happen, but he's assuming it. Now that is a very clear pattern which goes along in all the sitters. So here the Rebbe says in one sitter, we should have not only me'ein the dogma, we should actually have the aschola, we should actually have the beginning of the gula. The next sitter, the next layer on the sitter, the Rebbe says, so now you should, I don't remember the exact words, you should start engaging, realizing that Golos carries in it the beginning of the gula. Not it carries in itself a me'ein v'dugma of the gula. You should realize it carries in itself the beginning of the gula. So now, what is going on over here? Well, the Rebbe doesn't say that you should know there's something new here. No, the base of the sikha is you should know golus. The whole gula, this is what the Rebbe says right in the very beginning. The whole gula was ready there right in the beginning of the gula, in the golus. It's all there. Okay. Now that the beginning of this, then the Rebbe says, okay, so now Golos, because it's all there in the very beginning, so Golos itself is ready me'ein v'dugma. Then later on the Rebbe says, okay, so now we should start identifying that Golos carries in itself the beginning of the Gula. This is clearly following what the Rebbe said in the Sikha Pasha Shoftim, that Hini therefore take from him Yad Mamish is going to come. So it didn't come the way the Rebbe would like it to come, but nevertheless the Rebbe is not going to stop because of that, and the Rebbe continues to go and says, now you should start living with the understanding and that you should know it's the Golus. Let him say it's now Golus is the beginning of the Gula. The Golus hasn't in the beginning of the Gula. So once upon a time we weren't told to live with that. Now the Rebbe is telling you to live with that. So here, this is how it moves. And how did the Rebbe say you should live with that? The Rebbe explains it should be with Simcha. Simcha, it says Zman HaGolos. Zman HaGolos. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to fill your mouth with laughter, right? That's the din of Shulchan Aruch. Said the Rebbe, now you should fill your, you should have Simcha. So this is in the Indian of Simcha, the Rebbe said, you'll be like Gula. So here, very clearly, the Rebbe is actually connecting us to Gula. So see, it just shows very clearly how it works. When the Rebbe said this Nevuah, how the Rebbe, despite the fact that we may still be where we are, the Rebbe is still moving in his own, he's going to continue to move. And okay, so this is basically it, which is brought out very clearly in the Sikha. I'll go over to with you, Rav David, and if you want to hear, I'll just go over to with you again in the beginning. Okay. Just let me, yeah.